Welcome to the Autism and Neurodiversity Podcast.
We're here to bring you helpful information from leading experts and give you effective tools and support. I'm Jason Grigla, a licensed counselor and founder of Techie for Life, a specialized mentoring program for neurodiverse young adults.
And I'm Debbie Grigla, a certified life coach. And maybe most importantly, we're also parents to our own atypical young adults.
Friends, hello, welcome to the Autism and Neurodiversity Podcast with Jason and Debbie. And for this episode, I have Jason with me.
Hey guys, glad to be here. Debbie and I are here together because we have something really cool coming out soon, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later, but we want to explain how we got to where we're at and a little bit of the background and history for why this is such a cool thing.
Yeah. So if you've been listening to our podcast very much, you know that Jason and I have had kind of a unique parenting journey through with adoption and also having biological children through doing in vitro fertilization, infertility treatment. And it's been quite a road with adopted kids with abuse and neglect, and also being autistic and neurodivergent and having different challenges and struggles. And having gone into this parenting journey with a heart to help our kids, help them be successful in life and have a good life and a good quality of life. And it's ended up being a lot more challenging than we were expecting.
Yeah. So I'd like to share a few of the transformational moments, or the key moments or periods of time, to help you catch up. And maybe a lot of you will recognize these, because I think they're fairly common and prevalent with parents who have neurodivergent kids. So the first one was when we got our boys and we had a stable, nurturing home. We had access to counseling and medications, and I was a therapist, and Debbie was a great mom and willing to stay at home and just give all of her love, time, and attention to them. And our boys just kept getting in trouble. And even worse, they were unhappy. They were lonely. They were isolated. They were shooting themselves in the foot all the time, and there was nothing I could do about it. It didn't matter what I did. It seemed like they were always two or three steps ahead of me. So it seemed like we were in crises for years,
yeah.
Years and years, just trying to keep our head above water, let alone swim in a direction and make things happen.
And taking advice from different people and trying different things and kind of lost in all of it.
So one of the first lessons that we learned was that our boys' brains were different. And it wasn't just because they hadn't been loved and nurtured. Now, I do think there was some trauma brain, which does shift the biology of the brain. But on top of that, I think both of them came out of the womb with brains that were fundamentally neurodivergent and atypical. And so one of the first lessons we learned is, oh, they're different. It's not just them being bad, and it's not just us being bad parents.
Yeah.
And so the very first area we had to start studying was neurology and understanding developmental disability, which we didn't even consider at the time because they were 8 and 9 when we got them, or 7 and 8. And then they just got older and older. But that was a big deal for us to have to start learning that normal parenting wasn't working. And the second big hard thing for us was when they didn't hit developmental timelines, at least for me as a father. I think fathers, I especially want them to be able to go play on a baseball team or be on the swim team or go outside and play with the neighbor kids and skateboard and do things that I thought were fun and that would be typical. And that just did not happen. And so there was a lot of shame and frustration with me and with them. And that caused even more. Not only were they not in trouble and they were home alone, but they weren't out enjoying life. So I think there was a lot of shame and pressure and anxiety on my part as a parent.
Yeah.
And so learning that the developmental timeline for someone who's neurologically, biologically different in their brains was another huge step, that their developmental timeline was not the same as other kids. And when I finally learned that that sucked and it's going to be okay, that was a huge changing point for us. But that probably took until they were 21, 22.
Yeah.
I remember always looking towards that 18-year-old birthday. Once they're 18, we know that that's when parents' jobs are done, right? And so along with that came the lesson that we as parents are going to be their lifelong mentors, and accepting that because it's a developmental disability, that their developmental timeline and therefore their ability to be self-reliant and live independently was completely different, and that it would be different even as adults, that they might not ever be completely independently self-reliant.
And that they would need some different things or extra supports in that development too, mm-hmm. that other kids don't necessarily need.
Yeah. So that we found out that their timeline was different, that their brains were different. And then we had to learn that our parenting had to be completely different to get any development or any quality of life for them and for us as a family. And so, man, the therapy didn't work, which kind of taught us that nothing's going to work. We kind of became helpless and hopeless because the therapy didn't work.
They kept referring us to other therapists because our boys' issues were too hard and they didn't feel qualified or capable to, you know. And so by the third therapist, I'm like, okay, we're going to have to figure something else out here.
Right. And then I think with those things came a sense of, if I can just get to their 18th birthday. But we had to learn that we are going to be their lifelong mentors, which is what parents do anyway.
Yeah.
But I wanted the parent-child relationship to shift. And I thought that magically happened at 18, but I was still parenting them like I was going to be their parent. They were the child, which really was a big part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've since learned is I will always be a mentor parent, but not in the parent-child relationship. And that's been a huge shift and given us a lot of peace. Because now we're okay with their timeline. We're okay with where they're at developmentally. And we've learned how to maximize the development they can get because we don't know where they're going to end up. We don't know where their disability has a glass ceiling and where that's going to end. Mm-hmm. We still don't know. And they're 31 and 32 and 23, but we don't know when their development's going to hit a glass ceiling. It still hasn't. Why would it?
Yeah.
So they're going to need lifelong mentors.
And so having a pretty radical shift in how we see our boys, how we see the role as a parent, how we see setbacks and challenges and just like the way we look at it and view it has been transformational for us. It's been a huge boost in our quality of life and in how we actually enjoy our children and our and we have children of all ages, being able to have things that we can fall back on when we get off course or struggle, the things that we've learned over these years that I wish we'd had years ago.
So we've learned, number one, not what to do, but how to be. That's the first thing that we've learned. How do you show up? How do you be as a parent mentor? But the second part is just as important. Okay, now that you are in the right frame of mind and you have the right perspective, what do you do? So it is important what you do, but how you are comes first, and then what you do flows from that. And those two things together, I hear a lot of us saying, hey, just tell me what to do. It's more about how to be, but then what you do is informed by how to be. And there are real things to do. You can be in the right state of mind, but still not know what to do.
And be ineffective, right?
Yeah. So you have to know both. And I think together, if you know how to be and what to do, it's like an alloy where it's 1 + 1 = 3. It's stronger together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're excited to announce is coming out soon.
So we are launching a free 4-week mini course. Actually, 5 weeks. There's a bonus
class. We added an extra week.
There's an extra week that's bonus. But it's called Parenting to Mentor. And the goal of this mini course is to help you transform your relationship with your child, your teen, or your young adult, especially if they're autistic or neurodivergent or have other struggles or challenges, and be equipped with a proven approach. And have the tools and strategies that you need to be able to truly support long-term development and understand that and be able to support your unique child's or teen or young adult, their unique potential, and especially and most important in all of it is to boost their sense of well-being in the world. And when you have those things come together, your loved one is going to have more success and happiness overall in their life. And you're going to have more success and happiness in your parenting role.
So we're going to maximize success for both us as parents and them as the child or the student that we're mentoring or parenting. Mm-hmm. And when we do parenting to mentor, we learn where to put our energy and our focuses and our resources so that they're not used up and we exhaust ourselves in the wrong places, only to find out later that we just tripped them up and made things worse because we were trying so hard to help them in ways that were ineffective that we didn't understand. And the science and research has come so far in neurodiversity and also in parenting and in attachment and, you know, mental health and educational health and executive functioning issues that we've been able to take all of our organic life lesson and then bring it together in the professional world to create this 5-part series where we're going to go over neurology, development, mentoring. And those are the 3 pillars that we're going to talk in depth about. Mm-hmm. And they're specific and they're not just touchy-feely and they're not just performative where we tell you what to do. It's very much a wraparound
application. Very organic framework that no matter what your personality, your strengths, like this is something to be able to go off of. And this is, we're giving it to you. So it's NDM, it's neurodevelopmental mentoring. It's the approach that we have developed and fine-tuned and honed in. And we teach it to the mentors at our school here, Techie for Life. We're actually recording this at Techie for Life. That's when I could get with Jason. And we're teaching it. We're training mentors that are college age. And we had to really hone it in and like, what's the most important stuff and how can we communicate it and teach it in a way that they can get it and grab it, especially when they're struggling with one of our students or mm-hmm. trying to help them. And so we've really had to fine tune it, hone it down. And then I'm working with parents, our Techie for Life parents, and the same kinds of issues and challenges that parents are struggling with. So we've really crafted this to address those common issues. And we're super excited to be able to share it with you and give it to you. I mean, this is an in-depth mini course.
These are the most important meat and potatoes things that we've learned at Techie for Life and as parents that we want you to know just because we want you to do better than we did. And we want you to have the information we wish we would have had. And so this course is more for parents, therapists, coaches, teachers, people who are going to be the mentors of our neurodivergent students, clients, children, teens, young adults, anyone who's struggling.
And grandparents.
Yeah.
We get a lot of grandparents in our circle. So
we're excited about what's coming up. We'll talk about it more, but it'll launch in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're kicking off on Wednesday, March 27th at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah. It's going to be easily accessible, convenient to be a part of it. So we've set it up on a platform. It's going to be on an app because we're kind of techies. It's got to be convenient, a little bit good. Good tech happening. And we're excited to, you know, if you're interested in this, if this is something you want to be a part of, we'd love to have you join in on it. And we'd love to meet you and interact with you. And you can get the information if you're interested in this, should be in our show notes. And also you can go to jasonanddebbie.com. That's jasonanddebbie.com/parenting course. And again, this is free for a limited time, maybe.
Yep.
So we're really excited about it. And this has been kind of a passion project for us in the works for quite a while, wanting to be able to say, hey, here's something that I can share with you that can help you out.
And best of all, we hope it benefits your life and your family and your loved ones' lives, because that's what we're passionate about. So thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Take care. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Autism and Neurodiversity with Jason and Debbie. If you want to learn more about our work, come visit us at jasondebbie.com. That's jasondebbie.com.